It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Jack out. He'll be back tomorrow. We are live on your radio, 94.1, the free Odyssey app, and as always, streaming live on YouTube. Hello, YouTube folks. I'm sure you're saying great things about me today. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful, visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Are you ready to fully emotionally invest and show and allow the Phillies to break your heart? 75.1% say yes. I'm also going to need, during Mount Rushmore week, mm-hmm. when we post the Mount Rushmores online,
yes.
the sports ones, we're going to have to say, I guess I could just send them this in an email, but yes. I'm going to do this on the radio.
Air. Much better.
We're going to have to say, of the last 50 years.
Yes.
Because I don't want, I got to deal
you
with.
You got to explain to everybody.
Well, I got to deal with, speaking of the Twitter question, like 7,000 Wilt tweets, where's Wilt,
yeah.
where's Wilt, where's Wilt, where's Wilt, where's Wilt. I understand, but we're going to have to say of the last 50 years, just
yes.
to save my,
I'm
not in the Elliot world where I don't look at any responses, and God bless him.
No, but that makes sense anyway.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Just so they know that
yes,
we're not
so they know, yes.
stupid.
Yeah, we're not leaving out the greats before 75.
Yes.
Yes.
Even though we might have left them out anyway. I didn't put Chuck Benarek on my Eagles Mount Rushmore last year. I didn't put Wilt on my Eagles Mount Rushmore last year.
That's
you know,
has no respect for the greats, man.
All right, no Jack, but we do have the top five at five.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five. With Buzz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
2 years ago today, we gave a standing ovation to Trey Turner. Not having a great first 3.5, 4 months of his Phillies tenure. Turned it around in the regular season. They ended up losing in 7 to the Diamondbacks later
Joe
that year.
Joe DiCamera stepped in, made sure that everyone did the standing ovation.
Exactly. Well,
first it was Joe DiCamera, then it was the Philly captain.
Glad you mentioned that.
Okay. All right. I don't want to ruin your thing. I'm sorry.
Okay. What gets lost in the whole story of the ovation is a lot of how what built up to it,
yep.
the things that happened in the aftermath. So we are doing the top five ovation-related moments, things that happened that are directly related to this ovation occurring.
By the way, a lot of this, for me, will be a learning experience because I was not here. Like, I was in New York. I only saw it the day
from a
of
distance.
And when it happened.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't following the whole thing.
Oh,
I just saw I saw it happen, and I knew Jack did it or whatever, but like that's all I knew. So this will be informational for me as well.
Well, at number five, here's something you may not know. Which is that the morning of the ovation, 2 years ago today, Jeff Stoutland spoke at training camp and gave it a little endorsement.
So I'm a Phillies guy now.
Hey, I want to ask you about Tyler Steen.
Big night tonight, right?
There you go.
Just ignores the Tyler Steen questions. Like, hey, big standing ovation tonight. Everyone go over to the ballpark and support Trey Turner.
Oh, that's what he was talking about.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
How long was the buzz period? Was it like a 2-day thing?
No.
Oh, okay.
More than 2 days?
It really picked up. So the timeline is, and like you mentioned this the other day, and people forget it. They had the series before was a series in Miami where Trey Turner made a game-losing error on Wednesday. They had an off day on Thursday, game on Friday, and everyone came in on Thursday. It really gained momentum after that error on Wednesday night. All day Thursday, all day Friday leading up to the game. It was like a 48-hour period.
It was. Okay. You know what? I forgot. Yeah. There was time in between. I didn't realize there was a day off yet to let it build. So we did have that Thursday to sort of introduce it to everyone. And really, when we did it, it was really being introduced by some on the other shows as, should we do it?
Okay.
Whereas
it wasn't unanimous.
No,
certainly.
It was not unanimous. Well, because people didn't want us to do it.
Of course not.
Calling up to the station saying, we're soft, this is in Philadelphia. So the afternoon show really got behind it and just pushed it for real.
What was Mark's take?
He was in on it.
He was in on it.
He was in on it.
I'm trying to trying to put myself in position.
Of where you would have been.
Where I would have been.
Well, if you're in that chair, I don't know if Spike would have been on board with the
because
it would have been. I don't know how you felt about Trey Turner
Yeah, I didn't really think anything.
Right, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah. I don't know how I would have, like, I would have needed all the context to make. Because I know from afar I was making fun of Jack. I was texting him.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was.
Because you were detached from it.
Right.
Yes.
And then I was telling our hosts, like, I think we tried to do two shows about it. One for Zach Wilson in New York.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, okay. Anyway, okay. Go ahead. Jeff Stoutland was in.
You led me right into number four again. Number four funniest thing about this whole thing is every other fan base trying to replicate it.
Yes.
Whether it's Zach Wilson, they tried to do it for Carlos Correa, there was a build a little bit for Soto.
Man, one for the Yankees shortstop.
Volpe.
Anthony Volpe. It's like a bad sequel. It's like Happy Gilmore 2. It's never going to be as good as the first. It's just not going to be. And every other fan base now trying to replicate it is funnier and funnier each time.
I will say this, though. Now, I'm getting sentimental in my older age.
Yeah.
I think it's a great bit.
Yes.
It's a great idea.
If you can make it happen.
If you can make it happen. That's the whole thing. If you can make it happen.
So one of the biggest challenges of this is why it is so difficult to replicate is it's just very hard to get everyone on the page to do it. Now, in the stadium, you only really need 3,000 people to make it start.
Yeah, to start it.
And then everybody will understand what's going on. Everybody doesn't have to know what's going on. But it's very, very difficult in, not to get too meta about all this, but like people are so unfocused on everything now. Even just to get people's attention, normally it takes a lot of time. So for it to be the situation it was, for it to actually happen, and then for it to work is like, because most times it probably won't work.
Yeah. By the way, shout out to Coach Stoutland for listening to the station, because that's the only way he could have known about it.
Look at social media traction, too. Could have potentially seen
but
it.
But it started to build Thursday to the point where he knew Friday that this is the day that it's supposed
to happen. It's going on,
Yeah, so that's I didn't even think about that whole scenario plan out. Yeah, that was, and by the time we got to doing the show, because we do it leading up to the game and we do leading off, it was full-blown.
Oh, people like going out of the ballpark.
Like
right, we're going to do it. We're going to do
like
it.
It was going to happen.
Number three, Spike, you mentioned it. But one of the funniest things that is still, it still gets under Jack's skin if you mention it, is that the camera thought of this first. This is audio.
Now, he did think of it first, right?
This is audio from 2 weeks prior. 2 weeks before the ovation happened in July. This was what the morning show sounded like.
But I also do think there is a human side of this where, if tonight, if you go to the game, you get a chance to give Trey Turner a standing ovation, if he's in the lineup, to try to prop him up. I think this is the moment.
You could actually make a difference.
Like, I believe that.
We, as the fans, could actually impact the outcome of this season, of Trey's ability to be a good player.
Possibly.
This
look, in the end, Trey's going to, for the most part, determine what happens here. But do I think there's a little bit
we
of something?
Use a little lift.
Give him a hug.
That was 2 weeks before.
Wait a minute.
Wow.
I feel like this is a moment where you realize you never see Santa and your dad in the same room. Hold
on.
Yeah,
that was a discussion too. Where this idea originated from.
Now, Jack certainly gets credit for the energy. That is a really disturbing piece of audio, Buzz. And I, you know what, I thank you.
Jack, don't take off another day.
Because there's no chance Jack would have played that audio.
It's the first time I've heard it.
And he is stewing right now.
It's the first time I've heard that audio.
It really went away for a while. Joe.
That is a stunning piece of audio.
Joe gave up the fight on it.
To my knowledge, Joe gave up the fight until a tweet he had last week getting under his skin for tennis.
Ah.
You know, this whole the camera Fritz thing, and he made a joke on Twitter like, actually, it was my idea. But he kind of backed off it and let Jack take all the credit. But well, that audio very much exists.
That is.
It's clear that it exists.
That is stunning audio, Buzz.
Here's what I'll say in Jack's defense. I can't refute that audio right there. There's no refuting that. Now, I don't know.
Johnny Cochran over here trying to defend the obvious guilty party.
It's time stamped, so I'm going to believe you when you say it's 2 weeks ahead.
It's from July 25th, 2023.
Okay, I believe you. But here's the thing I'll say. They didn't
push it.
They didn't push it. Yes.
They didn't do anything.
Yes.
Yeah, it's one thing to say it. It's
to throw out
thing
the
to
idea, it. They didn't push it. So I don't know if Jack ever...
But it is clear they did say
that
it.
That he didn't originate
and they
it.
They thought it was a good idea.
I can't believe I've never heard that before.
Well, that is stunning audio. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know if I can look at Jack in the same way.
That is tough. That's a tough one right there.
Yeah.
That is tough.
Even Richie's in on it.
Yes.
And Richie, by the way, Richie, and I don't know if he's done this on air, but off air has always been a staunch anti-boo guy. I remember he said to me once, we were in a meeting, and he said, wait a minute. You think sometimes when you boo, it makes the players want to try harder? He goes, it just made us hate you. He was like, it didn't make me want to try harder. Like, he was so matter of fact about it that I could imagine him being standing ovation. Wow, this is just, all right, we can get to the second one, but I'm not going to be able to.
I can't really move past number three.
Yeah.
Not to constantly go back.
Yeah.
But now I'm hearing there was a Thursday game.
Against the Royals?
Thursday day game.
Against who?
The Marlins.
I thought it was a Wednesday.
I'm not sure. That may have happened on a Wednesday night. But we thought there was a day off in between.
I'll double check.
It may have been a day game.
Well, and if it was a day game, then you guys were on after it, maybe.
Yeah.
You guys had two shows in between. That much I remember.
Okay.
I don't know why I thought it was Wednesday.
Somebody tweeted that to me. So
all right. Well, I'll double check. But it was definitely a Friday night where the ovation happened.
Yes, that was definitely a Friday
following
night.
Following the Marlins. And you guys had two shows in between, no matter how you slice it.
Yep.
Number two was a couple months later. We fast forward to the postseason. Jack maneuvers his way down to the clubhouse after, I believe, when they won the division series.
Oh, it's so good.
Now, this one is definitely
man. And he just can't stop touching him. Like, he really just, he can't help himself. You want to talk about, like, not nailing an interaction? It's him just...
Yep. Touching his arm.
And good for Trey Turner. When you guys asked him about it in spring training, he was a good sport about it.
Yeah, but you should have seen his face. His face was, yes...
That he touched me a lot.
Yeah, that was unnecessary. That was what his face was. And all Jack thought when we talked to Trey this past spring training.
Don't bring that up.
Don't do it again. And it is out of no respect to Jack that I didn't do it. It's out of respect to Trey Turner.
Yes. Oh, there's no doubt that's what it is. Yeah. There's no respect to Jack on that.
He touched him way too much. It was not a normal interaction.
It is a damning video.
Yeah, it's an awkward interaction.
I mean, that's how, like, a 10-year-old behaves, and this is a grown man with kids.
10-year-old would have more respect
for Trey Turner. It'd be more shy, more cordial.
Yep.
But number one.
Oh, man.
You mentioned him earlier. It's obvious. The day the Philly Captain documentary came out, Jack's head just exploded.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a really hard time wrapping his head around that. Put out a video statement where he pretended not to be bothered by it.
Yeah, and to be clear, no offense to Philly Captain. The Netflix doc is about his struggles with depression and things of that nature. But to have the entire doc come out and everybody's like, it's a standing O doc, it's a standing O doc. And it's not about Jack. Mm. Is for a guy who likes to have things be about him.
That was rough for him.
Is a tough moment.
That's a tough one.
It's a tough moment for him.
That's a tough one, man. That was a tough one. It was, man. That was a tough one.
Yeah, well,
even I was disappointed.
Yeah.
Same I'm like, hold thing. On, this ain't about Fritz.
Yeah, no.
Not about the camera?
You should, yeah. Should have been. The camera had a good argument. Wow.
Wow.
Good job, Buzz.
Buzz.
Great job.
Five haymakers.
Yep. Boom, boom, boom. That audio.
Yeah. That audio was damning. I hadn't heard that. I swear I hadn't heard that before.
Do you still have it up there?
Yeah, let's hear it one more time.
Okay.
Just to remind everyone.
Sorry, Jack.
But I also do think there is a human side to this where if tonight, if you go to the game, you get a chance to give Trey Turner a standing ovation, if he's in the lineup, to try to prop him up. I think this is the moment.
You could actually make a difference.
Oh, I believe that.
We, as the fans, could actually impact the outcome of this season, of Trey's ability to be a good player.
Possibly.
This
look, in the end, Trey's going to, for the most part, determine what happens here. But do I think there's a little bit
we
of something?
Use a little lift.
Give him a hug.
I mean, it's almost like they're narrating a documentary about what happened.
Wow.
Wow. Really stunning.
That's a tough one.
This hour sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Not really sorry. This hour sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 40% off all windows and doors. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. Warren and Cherry Hill, you're on WIP. What's up, Warren?
Afternoon, boys. Let me get your speaker.
Oh, thank you, Warren. Oh, thank you, Warren.
It's my pleasure.
Yep.
I got to ask something. I want to talk about the Phils, but I've listened to this Jalen Hurts most of the day, and I have to change gears because football's coming up.
Oh, no.
And it's a little more important in my life.
Okay.
Like, you played football, and not being a wise guy, but when they tell me how he's, you know, not doing so good on these drills and the four-yard line, or is that, I mean, no matter what anybody wants to say, they try their hardest. Don't you think he's going to try a little bit? Isn't there more to when the season starts?
Of course. Yeah.
I only say this because no matter how simple it gets, I am so tired of having to anyone question this guy's ability anymore, what he's done for his team. Everybody talks about what Barkley and these guys did for him. Barkley's a great runner. He doesn't get those yardage if teams aren't covering, you know, Jalen also. It's just, this is as good a quarterback we've had. And they're going to prove it eventually in Eagles history. Mm. The guy's played in two Super Bowls. If it wasn't for a bad call, he'd be in two MVPs in two Super Bowls. I just, you know, I hear about Burrow. Yeah, but he doesn't run. He doesn't do what Hurts does.
Okay, time out.
Go ahead.
Time out.
He was cooking.
You were cooking, and then you had to bring up other quarterbacks who are also good. You don't hear about Burrow. He got to the Super Bowl in the second year starting. I think he was in the Super Bowl. And
you don't hear, and he didn't win. People know Joe Burrow, but what people don't do is, maybe it's just in Cincinnati they might, but you don't hear people criticizing him, just like they do here.
Of course they do.
There's no question. I don't hear.
Well, we don't talk about Joe Burrow here, just like we don't talk about Josh Allen.
There's people out there to criticize Joe Burrow.
But, by the way, Josh Allen, very criticized. Incredibly criticized. Lamar Jackson, very criticized.
Deservedly so.
Well, but your position is incorrect. It's not a correct position. It's
How's
not.
That? I don't
in that all of these other quarterbacks, we are under the guise here that the only quarterback that is ever criticized in any sort of way is Jalen Hurts. That is not true at all.
It's not true at all.
Okay. These other quarterbacks get criticized. It's okay.
Let me ask something. Yeah. How much do they get criticized that they're ranked so much ahead of him in the national stories?
They're not ranked that far ahead of him.
Burrow, they're all ahead of him. What do they have him as right now? What did you see the last time on Earth, basically? 7, 8, 9?
Yes.
There's no reason. There's not five quarterbacks.
Let me ask you this. When Troy Aikman won three straight Super Bowls, do you think there were quarterbacks ranked ahead of Troy Aikman? Or three Super Bowls out of four years. Yeah, yeah.
It depends. They didn't have the teams.
Do you think there were quarterbacks ranked ahead of Troy Aikman?
But not five or six.
So just because you win the Super Bowl doesn't mean that they can't think that other quarterbacks are better.
Oh, no, they can think other quarterbacks are better. But when you constantly put them like 7 or 8, if you sat there and just stopped mimicking me, you would just sit there and you'd give me the names and then defend them. I'm not talking, well, Lamar Jackson.
What do I have to defend? They are great quarterbacks.
And Jalen Hurts is probably better than half of them.
Who's he better than?
He's better than Burrow.
He's not.
A better resume. No.
I don't care if he's got a better resume. Let me ask you this. Who's got a better resume? Dan Marino or Eli Manning?
Dan Marino.
No, he doesn't. Eli Manning has won two Super Bowls. Dan Marino has won zero.
Right, but then you're saying not the same for Hurts.
No, you're not listening to me.
I am. You're just saying your point, not hearing mine.
No, Warren, pause. The only thing that you are saying that Jalen has, that Joe Burrow, Josh Allen does not have, is a Super Bowl. The point being, just because they haven't won the Super Bowl doesn't mean you can't think they're better. Just like you thought Dan Marino does not have a better resume than Eli Manning. He doesn't. Eli Manning's won two Super Bowls. Dan Marino's won zero. And we can all, like grown-ups, talk to each other and say that we believe that Dan Marino was a better player than Eli Manning is. It's okay. It's okay to have the seventh best quarterback in the NFL if you win the Super Bowl. It's okay.
You're making it one side, and all I'm asking is there's more than just him throwing. Because yes. First of all, he has the receivers we have. Let me ask something. Yeah. What does Burrow do with his legs that Jalen Hurts does?
Can I ask you something honestly?
Sure.
How many times have you watched Joe Burrow play football? Honestly.
I watch the NFL Network, and I'm doing fantasy football. I see him probably as much as you do.
If you did, you would see that Joe Burrow is a fantastic athlete.
He's a really good quarterback.
All right.
He's a very good.
That's enough. Joe Burrow escapes pressure with his legs in very, very, very well. Mm-hmm. And so does Josh Allen, and so does Patrick Mahomes. Now, Jalen is a really good runner. He is a better runner than Joe Burrow is. He's a better runner at this point than Patrick Mahomes is.
Yeah.
I don't know that he's a better runner than Josh Allen is. They're probably about the same.
I don't know.
Or
Josh Allen may be better.
Okay, there you go. Well,
he did that big joker out in the open field.
Yes. 6'4", 6'5", whatever.
He's fast.
It's just like, here's where I'm just over this.
What are you over?
I'm just over. Hey,
you can't be over Eagles fans loving Jalen.
No, they can love Jalen. I'm over the need to say that because we won the Super Bowl, he is better than these other players. It just doesn't add up. Nobody in their right mind thinks this. Now, you can think he's better because you can think he's a better player. Mm-hmm. I surely don't think that, but just because he won the Super Bowl, there are too many instances in history where that doesn't, like, nobody thought Aikman was better than Elway.
Even, no, I agree. Yeah.
You know, and they didn't.
Or Favre or Warren Moon. Like, those guys were better than Aikman, even though Aikman won.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Aikman was probably consistently 5, 6, maybe some years when he put up a lot of numbers, he'd be 3, something like that. It's just like, it's okay.
I'm going to tell you this.
Yeah.
And I don't think you're wrong in being frustrated, because I think people who try to give their honest opinion on Jalen and try to be respectful and feel like they place him in a position where it's comparable to what his skill set is and what he does on the field, right? This is where I'm not saying it's a prove it year for Jalen. That's not what I'm saying. So I don't want anybody to think that. But this is where Jalen having a bounce back year in the passing game will quiet a lot of critics.
He could put himself
It would quiet. Yes. It's hard for people coming off of last season to view that team any other way than Saquon Barkley, the offensive line, and the defense. That's just the way the 2024 Eagles are viewed. Doesn't mean Jalen wasn't important. Doesn't mean Jalen isn't one of the top quarterbacks. But when your offense isn't being driven by the passing game, it's hard for people to try to figure out, well, where should I put Jalen, right? So this is a year I think the passing game needs to improve, certainly better than being the 29th ranked passing game. And you get that passing game up in the top 15, top 10, now people are seeing you differently.
Even
AJ, who is moving down in rankings, not because of talent, he's not putting up numbers.
No, I told Elliot, he was 40th in targets.
Yeah, he's not putting up numbers. Yeah.
You can, and what people always come back is, oh, you want him to throw it 40 times? It's like, nobody said that.
Right.
Josh Allen didn't throw 40 times a game last year.
Yep.
By the way, Jalen didn't throw 40 times a game in the NFC Championship game. He didn't throw 40 times a game in the Super Bowl. If he looks like the quarterback we saw in the NFC Championship game in the Super Bowl, there will be no debate anymore.
Yeah.
No one will debate it anymore.
I think people will let the debate go. I agree with that.
I would have no, and all I would say is, like, I see the difference between that and what we saw largely during the regular season.
Let me give you a little bit of an example before we go to break.
We're good.
Dak Prescott used to be viewed as a game manager early in his career. Right? He was a get a ball to Zeke.
Yep.
He's a game manager. Like, that was a criticism of him. And then Dak evolved his passing game. And he threw for 5,000 yards, I believe, in one season, over 4,000 yards. I think he threw for 40 touchdowns in a year. So now people, including myself, don't even call him a game manager anymore because he evolved in the passing game. He evolved in the passing game. And now you can just look at Dak Prescott as a quarterback.
Russell Wilson is the same
Russell thing. Wilson, same way.
I mean, the Russell Wilson thing is the...
It's a great comparison with Jalen.
Could potentially be the exact comparison.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, because Russell Wilson went from game managery to throwing 36 touchdowns or 39 touchdowns, whatever he threw that year after they won the Super Bowl.
And then people... Let's hope Jalen doesn't have the corniness that Russell Wilson has.
No, I think we have an advantage there. Huge advantage there.
And then Russell has Sierra.
Yes.
Is that an advantage or a disadvantage?
Well, she's kind of corny,
might be a
too.
Distraction.
I think she's kind of corny, too.
You have to be with him.
Yeah. You almost have to sort of dumb down a little bit to go down there to be with Russ.
Well, I think there's a little bit, try to follow me here, like, he's so annoying, she has to be thinking, I don't have to worry about him. Like, I feel the same way with my wife about me. When I'm being annoying, I'm like, she must think in the back of her mind, well, no one else wants to be surrounded by someone who is this annoying.
Nobody else wants to deal with this.
No.
They didn't have a TV in the bedroom.
Yes. Nope.
That's the funniest thing to me.
Dude, and by the way, that is not even 0.1% of how annoying I am to be with as a person. I'm sure you listening could. By the way, you could put Warren is officially qualified to be in the Fantasy Football League.
There you go.
I know he wants to.
It's a good call, Warren.
Yeah, great call. He started off great, and I was just letting it slide, letting it slide, letting it slide, letting it slide. But you just like, you give him an inch. Coming up next, the Mount Rushmore of 80s sitcoms.
Ooh, and, man, that's going to be tough.
And then we will get you to leading off for Phil's Orioles. Your calls as well, 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.